Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
That was Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, and I am very excited because today, joining me on the phone all the way from the North Pole, one of Father Christmas's helpers is here. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited. As you say, I'm at the North Pole. I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Brentwood, and we're arranging for Santa to come to Brentwood tonight.
That's so excited. I know he's going to be here all week, and it's such an honour because I know you must all be so busy at the moment. How are the last minute plans for Christmas going?
Really well. COVID hasn't helped. Got to keep his distance this year. This year, we're going to go and visit Brentwood South, Three Arches Estate and the East Ham Estate, Southfield, Brentwood North and Hutton and Ingrove over the next 5 nights.
Right.
And because it's not going to be the same as normal, the easiest way to find out where Santa's going to be is to go on to a website that the Rotary Club has developed, which can track where Santa actually is.
Ooh.
So when he gets near you, you can come out and you can wave and he can wave back. Unfortunately, he can't give you any sweets this year and he can't give you a cuddle. But the best thing to do is to get on to www.santa-brentwood.co.uk, and then you can follow exactly where he is. Now, tonight, starting about 5:30, he's going to kick off in Hartswood Road, move to Woodman Road, Headley Chase, South Drive, Mount Crescent, St John's Avenue, Wardy Mount, Junction Road and Rose Valley. And then for the next 4 days, he'll be going to the other places, and you can find out exactly where he's going from the website.
Amazing. That's such a great way that we will be able to, you know, still see Father Christmas, even though it won't be quite the same this year. But
right.
I know I used to love seeing him when I was younger.
Lovely to actually see him, and he's still going strong. Now, the other thing we've been able to do, because he can't have his grotto in Chelmsford this year and in Brentwood, he's going to have his grotto in the North Pole and have a Zoom link so you can come and see him.
You can Zoom Santa this year.
Zoom Santa, yeah. Now, that starts on Saturday the 19th and goes through to Christmas Eve. Not on Sunday, but every other day apart from Sunday. And again, if you go on to that website, www.santa-brentwood.co.uk, you can book in to come and see Santa. Now, there is a charge for that. It's got to be £5 for individual children or £7.50 for up to 3 children at the same time. Now, the reason for that is that the Rotary Club makes most of its money at Christmas to support all its good works throughout the year. So, you know, we can't do collections in the streets like we do normally for Santa, so this is another way of collecting some money to support all those good works. And we hope people are going to be really generous. It's a rotten time.
Absolutely.
At the moment, and this is just one way of helping other people who are having a rough time.
Of course, well, I know that Santa's visits every year are not only, as you say, great to raise everyone's spirits and get to see, make sure that, you know, you've seen Santa and seen that he's all good and ready to come to visit us on Christmas Eve. But as you say, also, it's a great way for Brentwood, the Rotary Club of Brentwood, to raise money for all these different amazing charities you work with. So it's great that there's still some form of way that everyone can get involved and donate. What is your advice to all those who are listening who are going to get involved to make sure they stay safe, particularly those people that are going to come out of their houses and wave at Santa as he comes past? How do you suggest that they make sure they stay safe?
I think it's smashing that people do come out. We have some elves with the sleigh tonight. They will be making sure that people are kept at a safe distance. They will be able to take donations if people want to make them at the end of a long pole, and there's other ways we can take donations by way of the QR codes and other ways that can give online if people want to. But it's important, really, more important, we think, that people see Santa. Kids get the chance to see him. He's there. He's live. He's coming to see you on Christmas Day, but he can't. If he goes at the speed he goes on Christmas Day, you never see him. So we slow him down just before, so he has a chance to be seen.
Well, speaking of, you know, seeing or Santa coming on Christmas Eve, won't see him though. What advice also do you give to children to make sure that Father Christmas is safe whilst he's delivering his presents this year?
Yeah, I think that the important thing is that they don't worry too much about the whiskey and the mince pies, because he won't have too much time for those, although it's nice if he can have them. But I think it's just being safe, making sure that you keep apart from him or anybody else that's not in your family, to make sure that everybody keeps safe.
Absolutely. Even more important this year that we stay tucked up in our beds. If you're, you know, you're too close, you've got to make sure that your stocking is 2 metres away from your bed, because Santa's got to stay safe.
I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, can't get it too close. Can't get it too close. Got to be asleep. And also, really, got to be good.
Absolutely.
And then we check in on the who's been good and who's been bad list, and before we all come out. So last minute chance to be good, and I'm sure everybody can be before Christmas.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to me today. One last time, where can people go, you know, to find out where Father Christmas will be around Brentwood over the next week, or to book a Zoom meeting with him?
Right, well, the best way of doing it is on www.santa-brentwood.co.uk, or we do have a phone number, which is 01277 424 027. But quite honestly, the website is the easiest way of doing it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know that Father Christmas needs you, and you're all very busy at the North Pole at the moment, but thanks so much for chatting to me today.
And thank you for inviting us. It's been lovely talking to you, and you wish everybody a very happy Christmas. And Santa's looking forward to seeing you.
And thank you so much, obviously, to Father Christmas and to the Rotary Club of Brentwood for making this happen again. Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon.
Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.